Just a few years ago, in 2018, the then US President Donald Trump made a bold decision. He pulled the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal, that is Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. It is an agreement meant to limit Iran's nuclear activities. After scraping the deal, United States reinstated harsh economic sanctions on Iran. Many thought that was the end of negotiations between the two countries. But now, in an unexpected turn of events, Trump is reaching out to Iran again. This time, he sent a letter directly to Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, asking for negotiations. If you keep a track of geopolitics, tensions in the Middle East have been rising, particularly since October 7, 2023. Iran's nuclear program is advancing rapidly, and a recent report from the United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran is enriching uranium close to weapons-grade levels. Meanwhile, the world is still dealing with the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel, followed by Israel's military response in Gaza and Lebanon. For countries like the United States and Israel, this is a serious concern. They fear that if Iran continues on this path, it could develop nuclear weapons, which can potentially change the balance of power in the region. That is the reason you will notice Saudi Arabia and the UAE never openly side with the United States against Iran. Because they know that if Iran gets nuclear weapons, it will most likely shift the power balance in the Middle East, making Iran a stronger regional force that cannot be easily challenged. And that, if you see, is a big concern, and it is against Saudi Arabia's interests. That is why, despite historical rivalry, Saudi Arabia and the UAE have restored diplomatic ties with Iran in 2023, mediated by China. Because a direct confrontation with Iran would risk attacks on Gulf oil infrastructure, which will in turn disrupt their economies. So if at all someday Iran develops nuclear weapons, then even Saudi Arabia and UAE will seek nuclear weapons. If you analyze US foreign policy towards Saudi and UAE, you will notice Saudi and UAE leaders do not have 100% trust on US commitment to defending them. They are skeptical about it. I'll give you some examples. Number 1. In September 2019, when Iran's proxy force Houthis launched drone and missile strikes on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities, temporarily cutting off 5% of global oil supply, the attack was highly sophisticated, with missiles flying low to avoid detection and striking key infrastructure. The US did not launch a major retaliatory strike on Iran. Instead, the Trump administration back then imposed new sanctions on Iran and deployed a small number of additional troops to the Gulf. Saudi leaders expected a strong military response, but Washington did not escalate the situation. On top of it, US was becoming less dependent on Middle Eastern oil due to its domestic production. Now, point number 2. The same thing happened with UAE on May 2019, Fujairah tanker attacks, when 4 oil tankers were mysteriously hit off the UAE's coast. The US did not launch any military response. Soon after, the UAE started de-escalating with Iran, opening direct diplomatic channels. In fact, after seeing US reluctance, Saudi and the UAE started engaging more with China and Russia for security and economic cooperation. Point number 3. In January 2022, Houthis launched missile and drone strikes on Abu Dhabi, killing 3 people and targeting critical infrastructure. The UAE asked the US for a stronger response, but United States only sent a few military assets and did not directly attack Houthi leadership or Iran. Point number 4. After the US withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021, the Gulf nations saw it as a sign that US was becoming less willing to engage militarily in the region. If US can abandon its Afghan allies so quickly, Saudi Arabia and the UAE feared the same could happen to them in a crisis. Point number 5. If you even go back a little more, since Obama's presidency, the US has been shifting focus away from Middle East toward countering China in Asia. Even this made Saudi and UAE leaders to think that the US might not intervene in a direct Saudi-Iran conflict unless it affects Washington's core interests. Point number 6. President Biden during his presidency took a tough stance against Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, calling him a pariah over the 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration halted US arms sales to Saudi Arabia for its war in Yemen. This made Saudi leaders to seek better ties with China and Russia, hedging their bets in case US support weakens further. And point number 7, you are also aware of the fact that Saudi-Israel normalization talks have also paused, which were strongly backed by the United States. So now if Saudi on its own tries to engage with Israel, then other Islamic countries in the region will not see it in a good way, and that can escalate tensions in the region and within its own population. So these examples are enough to understand that Saudi and UAE leaders' skepticism towards US support and shifting their inclination towards China and Russia. So this is something the United States is very much aware of. That is the reason Trump has written a letter to the Iranian Supreme Leader to restart negotiation on nuclear deal. Trump is giving a private diplomacy. In an interview with Fox Business Network, he said, "I hope you're going to negotiate, because it's going to be a lot better for Iran." But he also added a warning. "The other alternative is, we have to do something, because you can't let another nuclear weapon." Even the White House has confirmed that Trump personally sent the letter, signaling that he's serious about reopening talks. Now, what does Iran has to say? Iran has always said that its nuclear program is peaceful. Even if they are doing something shady behind the doors, who is going to openly admit? Some Iranian officials have occasionally hinted that they might pursue nuclear weapons, especially as tensions with the United States and Israel have grown. That is how everyone draws an inference. Plus, it is a known fact that there are many Mossad agents operating in Azerbaijan and Iran. That means CIA and Mossad do have some solid intel regarding Iran's nuclear program. That is why Israel and US openly accuses Iran of enriching uranium at weapons-grade level. Now, with Trump reaching out, the big question is, how will Iran respond? Will they come to the negotiating table, or will they reject the offer outright? Now, what about Israel? Israel has always strongly opposed Iran's nuclear ambitions. In fact, the Israeli government has carried out cyber attacks and even assassinations of Iranian nuclear scientists in the past to slow down Iran's progress. If the US attempts to negotiate a new deal with Iran, Israel will definitely play a role in shaping the discussions. As we know, Israel has a long-standing concern over Iran's nuclear ambitions, and any type of US engagement with Iran, whether positive or negative, will have some effect between United States and Israel's relations. As you know, Israel is the only loyal Middle Eastern ally of United States. Israel has mostly supported Trump's tough stance on Iran, but they might push for an even harder approach if they see any concessions that could boost Iran's influence in the region. The big question is, will Israel back Trump's strategy or demand even stricter measures against Tehran? Now, this is not the only surprising move from Trump. He has also been advocating for negotiations with Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the war in Ukraine. Now, this shows a major shift in US foreign policy under Trump, where he prefers to strike deals rather than engage in direct conflicts. Now, what happens next? At this point, the world is waiting for Iran's response. Iran has signaled that it is open to talks about its nuclear program with the United States. Now, if they agree to negotiate, it could lead to a major diplomatic breakthrough. But if they reject Trump's offer, tensions could escalate, leading to unpredictable consequences. Now, one thing is certain, that this letter is not just a piece of paper. It could shape the future of the Middle East and impact global politics in ways we cannot yet predict. So, will this be the beginning of a new chapter, or just another move in long-standing rivalry? The answer lies with Iran. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.